a car for
teleconference. I talked with him last night, and I gave you a copy of the email.
Okay.
And I worked it out last night.
Well, shoot.
And I'm agreeable, and I think what we did was fair. The five, the top one, I'll come back to it, but the next five were all BOE properties. One was just asphalt on a little strip of ground. Another was just a small little lot. They were on BOE decisions 3 years ago when the exemptions were removed. They went, like, one went from 18,000 to 50,000, and one went from 5,000 to 19,000. We're agreeable to put those back at the BOE figures from 3 years ago. He's very agreeable to that as well. So those were all very simple. The first one there, ending in 10.001, that's a property that the city shut down in April of 19. He's got an estimate that shows $585,000 in damage. He's in negotiations with the insurance company. His thoughts are right now the building will probably be removed and maybe nothing done with it. We're agreeable to drop that to $400,000, and he's agreeable to that as well. And the bottom one was a little bit different. There were some exemptions removed. He paid $640 for it. I don't feel like that's hardly enough. I think he got a good deal. I asked him if he'd go with $690, and he said that he would. And we verified that, and you've got the email there where he agrees to it. So,
which ones are you talking about?
It's 2021-208, 209, 210, 211, 212, 213. I gave Wesley a copy of it as well. Let me give you one. So you've got the figures.
Susan, I assume he's speaking for you, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's agreeable, the assessor.
The assessor. Still can't get it right.
The collector is here, so.
That was what it was.
Yeah.
Confused me. I would move that we accept the negotiated figures. I don't know if we want to put this
exhibit
as an exhibit
A.
Or do we need to. We can put it as Exhibit A for BOE 208 through 213. Do you need us to specifically state in the motion each value?
Just do Exhibit A.
Exhibit A?
Well, I don't see values. No. Yes, I do. Yeah, I see the values.
I second that motion. All in favor, say aye. Motion stands. Thank you.
Thank you
guys for doing that. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
I'll give this to Jan. Give it to Jan.
Yeah, she just needs to put the reasons explicitly.
We have an in-person, but I don't see anybody here.
Okay. Thanks. Mona, are you...
No, that is.
Why did we get to have you in here today?
It's for my father's estate property.
Which one is it? Well, we're ready for 214. Is that
Billy Ross
Sims
Estate?
Okay. Is that like Taneyville Sims?
Yes.
Okay.
1604. My dad passed away May 29th, so the courts have appointed me as his personal representative.
I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he?
85.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And his taxes increased 17%, so I'm just here to ask for it to be put back at the 2020 levels based on the statutes RMSO 138060 and 137115. Property had had no inspection since October of 2019. No improvements, no new construction.
1604 State Highway AA.
Yeah, down past the Helfrich Cemetery, first big hill opens up to like 40 acres with a house in the middle.
On the left?
He's on the right. Roger was on the left.
Okay. I mowed Helfrey Cemetery a long time ago.
I pulled weeds as a child.
Huh?
I said my brother Clarence mowed, and I pulled weeds as a child.
Ah, yeah. It had a lot of dips in it, you know? I mean, there'd be like these little dips, and when I was a kid, I always thought, you know, I was watching those scary movies where his hand came out, and I was always freaked out about it. Dickens, I mowed Dickens for 10 years. It's much more solid and flat than Helfrey's, but any rate. I always made jokes about when hell freezes over, you know, hell freeze, yeah, they're open anyway. That is, so the value last year was what?
Appraised was 48.
So it's 48,511, and it went up to 57,203, and you said that's what percent increase?
Just over 17.
So anytime, based on the statute, my understanding, was there a physical inspection of the property?
No, it's in 2019.
Well, wait, because we've been through this. when I originally looked at this, you have to go back to the notice provision, and so the question is, did you receive the little card?
Yes, my father did.
Well, on that card, it says that if you want a physical inspection, if you've gone up by over 15%, then you have to call in and get a physical inspection.
That, I understood, was an interior inspection. We did not request
that's my understanding,
inspection.
Too.
Says both.
Yeah, it says it's just inspection if you want to do that. So what? I guess the other question I would have is,
it says you have a right to reassessment of the exterior and interior of your home.
Okay. The other question, everybody, of course, sitting up here and everything, is we've all had this increase. As far as the property goes, are you arguing that the assessed value that is there is too high, or is it higher than the property's value, or are you just arguing the notice is wrong?
Both. I think the notice is wrong according to the statute, the way I understand it, but it said what I accept, 57,203. If you're talking about the structure, then no, it's not worth that.
It's all of it, structure and land.
Yes, the whole deal.
So the statute, and there was a letter that had an explanation of the senator who wrote the Senate Bill 676, and he explained that statute that was within that bill, and then we have it under our state statute 138.60.
Right, and here's the kicker. You have to go to this one right here, this 137.115. 137.115 is the one that gives the notice provision. It says if you go up over
15%, then a physical inspection is required.
And it says that just a drive-by doesn't qualify.
It does say that, correct. And then the burden of proof is shifted over to the assessor's office, not the person that had the property raised over 15%.
Is that the one that says Charter County?
This is it has to do with multiple different counties, not just a charter county.
But I just want to make sure that Charter County is not in the sentence.
I hear you. I mean, it covers multiple different kinds of counties.
Okay. I just thought it said Charter County.
Sorry, I'm going back to that.
If you go to 137, the one says all counties of the state include.
Agreed. So it includes charter counties, but it says in any other county for any property whose assessed valuation increased at least 15% from the previous assessment unless the increase is due to new construction or improvement. The only thing that it's new construction or improvement, this doesn't apply. The assessor shall have the burden to prove the assessor's valuation does not exceed the true market value of the subject property.
Which it doesn't.
Does it not represent the true market value?
Which it doesn't.
Well, it's not her job to prove that. We're in time. And this is a new provision that was put in after BOE last year. This Senate Bill 676 passed after that. So it's something that we didn't deal with like in previous years. So it is kind of a something that's different than we've experienced before.
So then we can table this until she can send her staff out to do measurements like we've done in the past when there was a concern.
I don't
remember us ever doing that.
I get that, but what we have is before us today. That should have, before it was raised to 15, over 15%, there should have been a physical inspection.
You don't think you guys physically inspected the property?
I'm not sure what Chuck has done before my time. I have any
for you to
this year since I've been here.
No, we haven't been out here this year.
Then it hasn't been inspected.
No.
Well, I mean, can we just cabinet it?
So I said October 19th.
And for you to have gone out more than 15%,
I think it's fair to, unless, I think it should go back to the 2020, unless she has a solid.
So is there a CMA?
Well, if it's over 15%.
It's over 15%, I agree.
It is over 15%. And
right.
Then, and I think that there's. I should have done more reading last night. It seems like my. I mean, if.
Are you reading number 10? On 137?
If a physical inspection is required, the assessor shall notify the property owner of that fact in writing. Okay? And shall provide the owner a clear written notice of the owner's right relating to the physical inspection. If the inspection is required, the property owner may request that an interior inspection be performed during the physical inspection. And so...
Okay. So, okay. It sounds like we need to throw the increase out of the window.
I'm...
But you need to look at the property to see if it is... Correct.
Well, it can be reassessed. I mean, we don't have, this is somewhat of an erroneous assessment if a physical inspection hadn't been done and it's over 15%.
That's what I said. Throw out her amount, but now you have to decide what the value of that property is.
I haven't been out, so it'd be my estimation.
We can show the property to you and see how many acres, and then you can calculate it.
I don't need to calculate it. I think that if there has not been a physical inspection done, then the burden of proof is back on you. Pardon?
You are doing this on your feelings.
I'm not doing it on my feelings. I'm doing it according to state statute. You didn't have a physical inspection done. You raised this over 15%.
Okay.
And
maybe we can solve it this way. If we agree that the 15% requires the physical inspection of some sort.
Okay? If it's 15 or over.
Right. That doesn't prohibit us from still looking at it for anything 15% or under.
Agreed.
Correct?
Agreed.
Okay, so that would be my question. And if it is over 15%, I do read this, Susan, it does require that you give the notice, but there has to be some sort of physical inspection. For an increase over 15%, they can request an interior inspection. Sounds like, that's the way I'm reading it.
Well, and I know the office used to go and knock on the person's door.
Sure.
And that was the notice.
Well,
we're going to.
But in this case, it was not done. So that's right. It was not.
It was not.
It was not
done. So I don't have a problem. I guess is what I'm saying with on the 15% issue. I mean, we're talking what 18% here, but. Is there a value under that 15% that you think? I mean, has something changed on the property?
No, I think we should just say what 2020 was, unless there is a physical inspection to determine it being more. And I'm kind of looking at the 137-115. It says, in such county, in the event the assessor fails to provide sufficient evidence to establish that the physical inspection was performed in accordance with the law, then it does say down here that... The last sentence, finally determined by the assessor or the value determined by the BOE, which is higher for that assessment period. So which assessment period are they talking about the 2021 or back to the 2020. I just kind of read it that it should be set back to 2020 until a physical inspection is done to determine it should be higher than that.
Well, I do agree for purposes of if they raise it above 15%. I'm following you on that. But I don't think the intent was to just say you get a free pass to go back